This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday Morning Edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from undergroundusa.com, is our most favorite guest and longest running person on the program, Frank Salvato. There they are.
Mr. Chef.
They're out there and they're going to disappear that quick. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
You keep saying I'm the longest running guy on the program. That's the only running I do these days.
That's right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we underline and emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Frank, I'll tell you what. The Bidens are at it again. A Hunter is going to have a Zoom call with prospective buyers for his art. Now, they're anonymous. He doesn't know who they are, but they can see each other on Zoom. That's something that you turn the camera on and you're right there, right?
Yeah. And of course, he doesn't know who they are. This narrative is so convoluted, I don't know where to begin. Mm-hmm. You know, does he necessarily need to know who the buyers are in order for him to get influence?
Mm.
There's going to be a showing where his father is going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm just going to my son's showing. It's not like I'm going to be looking at anybody who might be a prospective buyer at a show. I mean, does this administration ever tell the truth about anything?
I don't think so.
It doesn't appear that way.
No.
You know, doesn't matter what the topic is. It doesn't matter whether it's an important part of the economy at his town hall. Yeah, don't worry about me spending more money. As a matter of fact, Moody's told me that if I spend even more money, that it's going to be good for the economy. Well,
yeah.
Moody's is a rating institute that you just threatened to take its livelihood away by one, swallow up the task of ESG scoring and credit scoring.
But there's one problem. What
were they going to say?
There's one problem with that. That's not what Moody said. I've got exactly what Moody said here.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when has the administration ever told the truth?
Yeah.
When?
Well, this was the biggest lie yet, this one here about Moody's and the $4.1 trillion spending that is going to reduce inflation, and Moody's said it was going to and all that stuff. That was the biggest lie yet. It was bad enough. As a matter of fact, The verdict on this, doing a fact check by, who did the fact check here? Let's see. This is, Breitbart did the fact check. The fact check says false. The Moody's report put together by a Democrat economist did not say Biden's plan will reduce inflation. Then it goes on to say exactly what Moody said, and they're right.
Well, it's the simple basic economics that you would learn in a freshman year economics class tells you that you can't grotesquely spend your way out of inflation. You know, it just doesn't work that way. So, please tell me where this administration is. They're either keeping this guy in the dark on purpose, which could be the fact, or he doesn't know what he's saying, and that could be the fact. He's had enough gaps over the years to prove that he doesn't necessarily always know what he's talking about, or he's in cognitive decline, or a combination of all three. But one thing is for sure, they're not keeping him in the loop about what they're doing, where they want to go, or why they're doing what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you're right, and somebody is not doing themselves justice here, but I don't think at this point they care.
No, I think their goal here is to create mass chaos and to keep a bunch of bright, shiny things in front of our faces, because something else is going on. And this is the time, whenever you see everybody's attention turned to one or two or three things, it's all centered on ridiculousness, that means something nefarious is happening someplace else and we're being misdirected.
Well, it could be Africa.
It could be Africa. It could be the Great Reset. Could be Nancy Pelosi literally destroying protocol at the House of Representatives. There are so many things that they're trying to do in their transformative change that it's hard to keep all those plates spinning in the air. Mm-hmm. It's as if the entire effort is a massive Cloward Piven attempt across the board.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I'll tell you what, we have so much stuff that Nancy Pelosi's got her lurches into, and we're going to talk about that when we come back, especially this January 6th thing, because there's an interesting poll out there, and hold that thought there, Frank. There's an interesting poll out there, ladies and gentlemen, that actually says Nancy Pelosi needs to be investigating Antifa and BLM, and that's by the people that lived in the cities that got torn apart by those groups. They said, hey, we want you to find out who these people are and do something about them. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty, we are. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, into the Midwest, and as far away as Phoenix, Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to pricing, customer service, and it all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you cannot beat the selection at Moss, over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories you could dream of. Clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price right now. By the way, your trade-in is worth anywhere from 21% to 45% more today than what it was 5 months ago. That's a fact. Check it out. By the way, you can take your car up there, get it appraised. They'll write you a check right on the spot if you want to get rid of it. Hop into a brand new one and have some extra money to go along with, too. Maybe to go take a vacation or something. Now, don't forget, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors get great care taken of them. Now, the motto, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, and check out Moss with the Rogue, the hottest SUV on the market. Test drive one of those babies. You're going to love it. Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because guess what? That's going to give you another $500 off the price of your vehicle. All right, Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com is with us. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
We were talking off the air, and it's become abundantly clear to me anyway that there was already going to be some sort of dumpster fire when Pelosi made one of the Democratic picks, avowed Trump hater, Representative Liz Cheney, a member of the committee. the January 6th committee, because she's not really a Republican. Now, Cheney came out after the news about Pelosi's refusal
Jim Jordan and the other guy.
His name was Banks. She came out right away, and she supported Pelosi after she did that. But, of course, there's already multiple investigations going on into the riot, and in particular, that by the FBI. Now, I'm not sure what Pelosi exactly wants to do, but I'm pretty sure, Frank, that she's trying to castigate not just the Republicans, but the American people, and say, look, see these people? They're racist. They're white supremacists. And they're these people in Florida, and especially Tampa Bay, oh, they're terrible. I can hear it now.
No, she's got to keep a political football in play for the midterms. You know, they're, as it stands, if she doesn't have a narrative thumping point, if Democrats don't have a narrative thumping point going into the midterms, it's going to be a slaughter. So they need to be able to hit on what's worked before for them, and they need to keep thumping on it. And that's why she needed this committee. And let's be very clear about this. The House said they didn't care to investigate this. Democrats and Republicans said they didn't want to investigate this. That's why they turned her effort down to seat a congressional committee. This is a unilateral committee. This is an independent committee of what the House said they wanted to do on this, enacted solely and unilaterally by Nancy Pelosi. Never before in the history of the United States has a majority party leader in the House denied the minority party leader his picks for what is supposed to be a bipartisan committee. You know, it's never happened before. Liz Cheney, boy, you know, I'm surprised her father even talks to her anymore after what she's doing. Mm-hmm. And for Pelosi to seat a Republican when she's the Democrat leader, again, unprecedented in American history. So what we have to do is we have to look at what is before us and try to dissect why. So you've got Nancy Pelosi needing to have this committee. She's seating jaded anti-Trump Republicans out of Democrat choices.
Right.
Why? Well, she needs to control the narrative, not only for the election, but there were questions that Jim Jordan and Banks were going to ask that she didn't want to have come up on that committee.
Correct.
Like, why weren't you more prepared during a contentious electoral college meeting when you knew there were going to be people who were upset about what was happening and you knew there were going to be challenges? So was that a dereliction of duty? Did you not do your job, or did you want this to happen? So, you know, when all of the things that we talk about could have come out during these committee meetings,
mm-hmm.
that's what she doesn't want. And we also have, you know, remember she lost a laptop.
Yeah.
She lost a laptop on January 6th.
Right.
No one really, they sloughed it off. They said, it was just a presentation computer in a committee room. You know, there's nothing on there, and don't look at it. Let's look someplace else. They never really addressed what she lost on that laptop, and it's still out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that could be another reason why she needs to be able to have control over what direction this committee goes into. There are questions about the detainees from January 6th who are being held in conditions worse than at Gitmo.
Yeah.
You know, solitary confinement, not being able to see your lawyer, that's still happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's July. It's still happening.
Mm-hmm.
So Nancy Pelosi, and per a conversation Kevin McCarthy had with Mark Levin, she just doesn't care. McCarthy objected to everything that she was doing. He even brought it up. This is unprecedented. Yeah, you know, you shouldn't be doing it. She goes, it doesn't matter to me. I'm going to do it anyway. You know, so she's still got, how is she destroying this chamber? Mm-hmm. She's still got proxy voting in effect, which means every single time she wants to bring something to the floor, she's already got the votes in her pocket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's a tyrant.
Well, if she thinks she's putting anything over on Americans, she might just want to read the new Rasmussen poll that not only has Democrats upset with what's going on, but Republicans upset, independents upset, and it's not going to help Nancy Pelosi out at all.
Well, remember, you and I keep telling everybody they've overreached.
Yep.
They've dramatically overreached. I keep saying they're running for the goal line because they believe they're far enough ahead of Republicans and they see scoring
yep.
in their future. But when rank and file center left Democrats are starting to question their own party because it's too radical, too extreme, and too destructive to the American system of government, that overplay could mean that they fumbled the ball on an unforced error.
By the way, you got to say hello to George in the chat room, Jeff in the chat room, Eric in the chat room, all chiming in, and they're rooting us on.
Yeah. Hello to everybody in the chat room.
That's right. We have a lot of fun in there. A lot of comments go back and forth. But, you know, again, we know what Nancy's up to. She's trying to castigate everybody that's got anything to do that doesn't agree with her, anyone that's in a red state, the whole nine yards. And I get that, but it's not going to work. It is not going to work.
When you've got ongoing investigations into something that are criminal investigations, and you seat a committee to try to politicize it, I believe there's a real good chance that you're trying to obstruct justice.
Mm-hmm.
And Republicans should be screaming that to high heaven. They need to remind everybody that there are ongoing investigations and ongoing criminal prosecutions going on about everything that happened on January 6th, and that it's inappropriate for Congress to be seating any kind of committee looking into this, period. It's not the appropriate time, even if there was a House mandate to have a committee on this, mm-hmm. because there's ongoing investigations. You just don't do that. So, you know, either Nancy Pelosi has become the tyrant we've always said that she is, or she's joined Joe Biden on the cognitive problem train. And she's just going about the way she wants to do it because she doesn't understand the consequences of her actions are destructive to the House of Representatives and an attack on the American people.
Right. Can you stick around for another segment?
You bet.
All right, because we got plenty to talk about here. And by the way, one of the things we're going to talk about is something that came out in terms of where these new cases were coming in this week of the COVID, the variant. And we're going to say where that is. And hang on, Frank, here comes the music. We're also going to tell you why that's happening. There's a reason for this, why these cases are coming up. And is it catastrophic? No. Is it phenomenal? No. Is it large, huge numbers that are going on? No. But you're going to think it is when I tell you what the stats are. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Arizona state senators are calling to decertify the 2020 general election after a large number of discrepancies and irregularities were found in the Maricopa audit. Arizona Senator Republican Wendy Rogers on One America News.
Well, it proved that the election was rife with inaccuracies in the election certification that we submitted months ago. most prominent data point that jumped out at me was the data point of 74,000 plus mail-in ballots that were used as votes but never really mailed out to the voters.
The Democrat presidential candidate won Maricopa County by roughly 10,000 votes. The United States House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly on Thursday to authorize 8,000 additional special visas for Afghans who served the United States during the occupation of Afghanistan that has now come to an end. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Everglades Equipment Group. Remember, if you're listening to me right now on the radio, there are four Everglades Equipment Group stores in the state of Florida within the sound of my voice that you're hearing me right now. Now, I can tell you that the one over here by me on 114th Street in Pinellas Park, they're just absolutely great. I went over there, looked around, and was looking at a mower, thinking about getting one, and I asked some questions and this, that, and the other, and all that stuff, and I am going to get a self-propelled hand mower because I don't need a big one. I don't have a big yard, but my neighbor still keeps coming over and mowing the front of my yard anyway. That's where most of my grass is up front. But if you want reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service, they're the ones. They are the ones. It's called Everglades Equipment Group. Yes, they do have John Deere's, and they do have tractors, they do have mowers, they got all that stuff. If you're a big-time contractor and you need the heavy equipment, the backhoes and all that stuff, they've got all that, too. They have a department that handles that. But check them out, Everglades Equipment Group, with their reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. And don't be afraid to tell them the captain sent you. That'll get you a free cup of coffee, and hell, you might even get a hat out of the deal. All right. Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com, is back with us. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Now, we're going to talk about a little vaccine stuff going on here, and we're going to talk about a report that just came out. And I know there's a little payback involved here because we talked about it off air, but here I go. 40% of this week's coronavirus cases came from the states of Florida, Texas, and Missouri. Now, remember that, folks, because there's a reason though I mentioned that in that order. Now, the White House says the COVID-19 response coordinator, Jeff Zients, said that Florida contributed the highest number of cases, which one in five or 20% coming out of the state alone. Now, the vast number and majority of these people that were infected, guess what, Frank? They didn't have the vaccine.
I'm glad you said the three states, because those three states were also the loudest states in telling the federal government to go screw itself
right.
when it came to the overarching mandates that the CDC was illegally putting on the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I believe there's a little bit of political payback here. You know, and to veer just slightly off the idea of the states and the uptick of the variants that are coming in, you never, ever, ever hear anybody in a position of authority talking about the people who had the coronavirus and recovered. You only hear about vaccinated and not vaccinated.
Yep.
Well, you know what? The people who've had it and recovered have superior antibodies in their systems, per the Cleveland Clinic and John Hopkins.
Mm-hmm.
There's study after study about this. It's a better form of antibody than the antibody that's produced by the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So if by the CDC's own numbers, half of the country's already had coronavirus, whether symptomatic or asymptomatic, then they already have these antibodies in their system and don't need the freaking vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, so all this big push to get it done, if by their numbers, and I'm using their numbers, 50% have had it, 50% are vaccinated, this should be a non-issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're right, and that's why I mentioned it the way I did, and that's why I mentioned the states the way I did, because the federal government has taken it upon themselves to go after these three states, because we're the rebels in the cause here, you know, that did everything to in spite of the government. And came out ahead of the game.
Yeah, in spite of the government is right. And the CD, it needs to be reiterated, and it can't be stated often enough, while they're trying to assume power that they are not charged with. The CDC can give guidance. Mm-hmm. They can be strong in their guidance.
Mm-hmm.
They can give recommendations and be strong in their recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't have the right to mandate jack to the states. Neither do the when it comes to this, neither does the federal government. They don't have the right to mandate things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you hear Biden, well, we might have to go back to masks. We might have to go back to masks. People don't get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
Well, put your masks back on, Joe, if you choose to. But I don't believe people in Texas and Florida are going to be putting their masks on anytime soon.
No, no, they're not. And if you're up in New York and you're listening to me, and you don't want to wear a mask again, or California, just as long as you don't bring your voting habits with you and they're not American and conservative, you're welcome to come to Florida. Because if you're not, we'll see to it we help you move.
Yeah, we don't want you to.
No,
we don't want you to Fauci Florida, man. Don't do it.
Now I got one for you. Did you happen to see the CNN town hall with Joe Biden?
Bits and pieces in the unpopulated cavernous room, yeah.
Okay, well, Joe Biden's CNN town hall just didn't quite go the way he thought it would. He completely lost his mind because he stood up there, talked about aliens, praised Xi Jinping, told several lies, not just one, but several, and I guess he thought he was going to get away with them until the fact-checkers jumped in, and even some of the Democratic fact-checkers are going, what the hell is going on here? What's he saying? That if you've been vaccinated, you can't get sick, and this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. Come on now.
Yeah, he said this was a complete disaster for him. The fact that a sitting president of the United States can have a town hall on CNN and have that dismal a turnout is striking.
Yeah.
You could see some of the pictures on social media. That room wasn't even close to being a quarter full. That's unbelievable for a sitting president. And then his performance On top of that, if I'm his handlers, I don't let him go out again to do another one of those things ever, not even during re-election. If that's the way he's going to perform, there's a, no thank you. Not unless, as I said in the last segment, they're looking, unless they're looking to produce bright, shiny thing to keep the people's attention off something more nefarious that they're doing under the table.
Well, let me run this by you, and this will probably be where we'll have to stop because this is going to take up some time. The fact check that was done when Biden claimed that Moody's report said his $4.1 trillion spending plan will reduce inflation. Well, you know, and then the way he said it, he says, here's the deal. Moody's today went out, the Wall Street firm, not some liberal think tank, and said, if we pass the other two things I'm trying to get done, we will, in fact, reduce inflation, reduce inflation, reduce inflation, said it three times. Here's the verdict. It's false. Because Moody's, put together by a Democratic economist, did not say Biden's plan would reduce inflation. As a matter of fact, here's what they said. The report issued by Moody's Analytics on Wednesday downplayed inflation dangers, but did not claim in any way passing the so-called bipartisan $600 billion infrastructure plan and a $3.5 trillion Democratic-only plan would reduce inflation in any way.
It can't. Simple economics tells you that you can't. We're deficit spending. We've got a debt ceiling limit that's going to be coming up very, very quick, and the Republicans in Washington have saber-rattled that they are not going to raise it, which means it's left to the Fed to deal with when it comes to the inflation we're feeling. And I don't need Moody's or Joe Biden or Nancy Pelosi or any Washington economist to tell me about whether we're having inflation or not. Go to the store. Go to the gas station.
Right.
You tell me if costs for being an American aren't skyrocketing right now. You know, the mismanagement of the economy is an ipso facto tax on the American people. We know that gasoline can be $1.75 right now, but the government's policies have made it skyrocket.
Yep.
We know that we could have lower grocery prices, but the policies are making them skyrocket.
Yep.
So the Biden administration is costing people more because it's in office because of their policies, and that's a tax on the American people, making less than $400,000 a year.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are absolutely right, and I'll tell you what, one last little thing here. The California recall, the new poll that's out there, Mr. Newsom, Governor Newsom, guess who suddenly, once he got on the ballot, that is, guess who suddenly went to the top of the polls?
Larry Elder.
That's right. That's right.
Vote Elder, baby. If you're in California, vote Elder.
That's right. And I know him, so I'll know a governor if he gets elected. How about that?
There you go.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you on Monday, my friend, and thanks for sticking around.
Absolutely. Stay low.
All righty. That's Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website, UndergroundUSA.com. Go on over there, check it out, see all the different things he's got going on. In the meantime, we're coming right back with the sports guy, Patrick Hyland.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominique's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. Remember, they're located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. Too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation on site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's truck when you see it, because that's going to be somebody that might be able to buy you a cup of coffee somewhere. But anyway, that's Kevin. But anyway, if you want to check out the store and you want to see Jill and the gang, that's fine. Otherwise, give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The phone number to call, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, the Sports Zone quarterback guy is on the telephone here, and that would be Patrick Kylan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. Very interesting week in sports.
Let me start with something and get it out of the way, okay. Because that's about all we're going to say about it. The Olympics starts today. I predict they'll have the lowest viewing audience ever because of these stupid fools that keep taking a knee, that nobody wants to see that stuff.
No, they don't. It just amazes me that people still are doing this when they know it's frowned upon. And it's not accomplishing anything except divide again. Or, you know, look at me. I'm in with the group. I'm in with the crowd. If it's so bad here, then leave. It's that simple. I don't get it. People are flocking to come here.
Now,
they didn't come here, right, Captain?
Yeah, exactly. Anybody, and by the way, go look at these protests around the world and see what they're carrying. Most of them have got American flags. All right, let's go to the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, there's a story. When did they win the last championship? Was it 1971?
Perfect. You hit it right on the money. 1971. Can you believe that?
Wow.
50 years ago. Good for them. I'm real happy. And Well, they needed that. I said, Captain, you know, don't know what's going to happen with the Green Bay Packers up there, with Aaron Rodgers situation. So people there in Milwaukee are real happy they have a championship. It's like the people in Tampa Bay are real happy they have a championship.
Well, maybe Rodgers will go to the Canadian Football League. It's just across the river. across the lake, rather.
Oh, that's funny. He'll find somewhere. It's now with Green Bay. There's going to be a couple of different teams that love to have him. And they'll try to find a way. But hopefully it'll all get worked out. We can get to football. And speaking of that, how about the COVID-19 situation there, Captain? They're putting some regulations on there. If you your players get sick and they're not vaccinated, you're going to forfeit the game? Wow.
Well, the players are firing back hard over that right now, but I haven't heard anything from the players' union. Have you?
That's the key. No, that's the key. I want to see what the players' union has to say about this.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to force the team to forfeit a game. It amazes me. They have all these bye weeks. Now we're going to talk about forfeiting because they don't like it by having, they only do a few. That's another thing, Captain, that baffles me. Why is it 1 week 6 teams are on bye week, and then the next week only 2, and the week after that 4, and then the week after that 2? I don't know why they just don't do a simple 4 teams 8 weeks in a row and be done with it. Or realistically, how about 8 teams 4 weeks in a row?
Mm-hmm.
Make things a lot simpler. It really would. I don't get it. And from a competition standpoint, that's really what should happen. Because if you're bye weeks week 4, that's not as beneficial as having week 10, Captain. It's that obvious.
By the way,
one more game this year. Go ahead.
By the way, the New York Jets assistant football coach Greg Knapp, 58 years of age, dead following a tragic bicycling accident. That's bad. More bad luck for the Jets.
Yeah, God bless him and his family. It's a very sad situation. Just riding his bike, you know, they're in California, and somebody hit him. No, he was in critical condition. They thought he was going to come out of it, but no, he's going to pass away. Speaking of critical condition, you know, and bad situation, Coach Bobby Bowden, Captain, he's 91, be 92 in November.
Right.
And he's been diagnosed with a terminal illness. And a lot of people across the country, you know, he was a college football, you know, face there for a long time.
Yeah.
So,
won the national championship 2 years and. But he was always, people liked him. They respected him. Maybe Steve Spurrier had a few, even run into him, if you will. But they still respected each other.
They did. You know, he won at 93 and 99 the championships. Charlie Ward, what a great quarterback he was. And he went to play basketball for the Knicks there in New York. And then Chris Winkie was a baseball player and the team. Played college football for him.
By the way, let me read you this headline. You probably haven't seen this. Alabama's Nick Saban said he left the Dolphins after Drew Brees failed a physical with the Miami Dolphins.
Nick's more suited for the college game than the pro game. And that's funny that you brought that up because there was an interesting interview, Captain, with Deion Sanders when they had media day for the SWAC.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy said, Deion, he said, don't call me Deion. You won't call Nick Saban. Nick, he goes, yes, I do, Deion. And he's like, well, you know, that's not right. Nick would be all over you. And the guy said, okay, Deion. He just take off his microphone, Captain, and walked down to the room. And then did the research. Guys call him Saban, Nick, Coach. I mean, come on. I didn't get that. The
Alabama quarterback already has $1 million worth of endorsement deals.
Mm-hmm.
Now they can do that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to open up floodgates, which it should have a long time ago. I'm sorry. I mean, places are making millions. If you can get a job and make money, if you can make money off your name, what does it matter?
I don't have any problem at all with them doing that. And oh, by the way, we're running out of time.
All right. Well, please catch the show this Sunday from 11 to 12, the Sports Zone. And thank you, Captain.
Yep.
I'll talk to you soon. Thank you, sir.
All righty. Thank you, Patrick Hyland. Okay. And folks, Patrick Hyland is in the insurance business, and here is what he does Monday through Friday and Saturday too.
Hey, everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
Alrighty, now, you know, we had the Have Lunch with the Captain series this week, Tuesday, Mission Barbecue. I went over to Orange County Choppers Museum and Roadhouse, had one of their specialty meals, excellent, excellent, excellent food, brand new on the block. Check them out. When you go in there, make sure you tell them the Captain sent you. And it's quite the place with all the different custom bikes that are in there, the exhibits that they've got up there. There's a tremendous exhibit to the fire department and 9/11 that's on the wall there, a tremendous exhibit. And if you don't go for anything else, go and look at that. And then they've got a custom fire department of New York motorcycle down right in front of the exhibit, too. So there you go. Just kind of takes your breath away when you see that. Now, the other thing is, this week coming up, this next week, there'll be a gun show in Largo on the 31st, July 31st, that I'll be at. It's actually the 31st and August the 1st, but I will be there on the 31st. Then August the 1st, I'm going to be going down to... it's not Lakewood Ranch, it's Bradenton, for Steve Vernon's group down there. I'll tell you more about that, next week. So I'll be out and about doing some different things. I was in Lakewood Ranch yesterday, might add, and, ran into some friends I hadn't seen in a while over there. So there you go. And, Eric, appreciate your comments. And as usual, everybody, behave yourself. And, George, let me know when you got something to say, my friend. I'll see you soon, George, somewhere along the line, I'm sure. Okay, the Captain's America Third Watch, the weekday version is done. We'll be back tonight with the weekend edition of the program. Don't forget, it's all about we the people. We the people make it go. I'll see you tonight. God bless.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.